On rules and executive appointments for February 19th, 2008, we have two memorial resolutions which I will take up first. I'm going to do them one at a time. I will open up a public hearing on HCR 103A in memoriam of Scott Zimbrick. Do you want to give a short
Background on Mr. Zimbrick? Yes, Scott Zimbrick was born in Lebanon, Oregon in 1955 and was a graduate of Lynn Benton Community College and the University of Oregon. He was committed to service in the city of Corvallis and served on the boards of 20 different civic and nonprofit organizations over the span of 16 years. Mr. Zimbrick was elected to the Corvallis City Council in 2001, in which he served in that position until he passed away on December 6, 2007 at the age of 52.
Okay. Representative Olson and Mr. White, is it?
Right.
Would you Would you like to both come forward?
On 104, sir.
Or
so 103.
On 104. Okay, do we have anyone signed up for 103? Okay. I talked to Senator Frank Morse about both of these resolutions, and he's agreed to carry both of them.
Okay.
So I will close the public hearing on 103A. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I would move HCR 103A to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, it's been moved. HCR 103 has been moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Do you have to open a work session?
Open a work session.
Mr. Chair, I would move HCR 103A to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. It's been moved that HCR 103 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr.
Any objections?
Mr. Chair, I keep hearing the same motions over and over again.
Well, you'll see what my day has been like so far. So, any objections? Hearing none, motion passes. Senator Frank Morse will carry. Now I will open a public hearing on HCR 104 in memoriam Doug Killen. Committee Administrator, will you give a brief overview?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Doug Killen was born in 1940 and graduated from the Oregon College of Education and the University of Oregon. He was an English teacher and assistant principal at three Albany high schools. Mr. Killen was also elected to the Albany City Council three times and was elected mayor in 2006 and passed away on January 11, 2008 at the age of 67.
Okay. Representative Olson, Mr. Wright, please come forward. And, Representative, you'd start at your leisure and identify yourself for the record.
Did you want me to start slow, Mr. Chair, or go through this really quickly for you?
However much time you want, Representative Olson.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee, my name is Andy Olson. I'm State Representative from House District 15 out of Albany. And this is truly an honor for me to come over here in front of you today to move HCR 104 for Memorial Doug Killen. And all I'm going to do here just quickly, because you do have my testimony in front of you, I'm just going to give you a couple little snapshots of how I met Doug, and this is such a great opportunity for us in this legislative body to recognize him for how he stepped out, built bridges, and how he connected with people, just not in the Albany area, but he extended it outward over in Corvallis and throughout the state as well. But when I used to work with the Oregon State Police, I first met him at a high school event when he was teaching at West Albany High School. And through our conversation, all of a sudden, I came to realize that he was a disciplinarian. And I thought to myself, I like this man. Okay, so then from there, a couple years later, in the late 1990s, so it seems like a long time ago now, the Oregon State Police was putting together a gap analysis, if you kind of remember that. And he was on the city council at that time with the city of Albany, and the city council had requested that we provide some testimony of what the research indicated for troopers out there on the road. Again, he stepped up, we talked a little bit more, and at that point we connected even more, and he felt the need too as well, and stepped out and supported the need for additional troopers. I knew then I liked him even more. But we met And worked together a lot on the Local Public Safety Coordinating Council, which is the WCJC over in Corvallis, known as the Willamette Criminal Justice Commission. He elevated to being chair of that committee eventually, and again, through his leadership and his connection, building bridges with people, it was very evident. Eventually, he would become mayor of Albany, and then last month, his second bout with cancer, he ended up dying from that. So this is just truly, for me, a great opportunity, and I would greatly appreciate you moving this bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative. Mr. Wright.
Chair and Senators, I am Ed Wright, policy analyst for Senator Frank Morris, District 8. Both Frank and I have been friends with Doug and his family for over 20 years. We have met on a biweekly basis with the families during this period of time, and I've seen Doug work in his community. Doug was a man who had great ability to build bridges, as Representative Olson said. He always worked for balance, and he always took feedback and reworked the issues based upon that feedback. I know him personally. I know his family personally. I would recommend with the greatest honor that we move this to the floor, and Senator Morris, carry it. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you both very much for coming here this morning.
Thank you.
I will close the public hearing on HCR 104 and open a work session on HCR 104. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would move HCR 104 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, it's been moved that HCR 104 to the floor with due pass recommendation. Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Senator Frank Morris will carry HCR 104 also. Now, open a public hearing on HB 3636A. If you give a brief presentation.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Committee Members. House Bill 3636A comes to you from the House Business and Labor Committee. The measure allows a holder of an off-premise sales licensee to deliver wine or cider to retail customers in Oregon without a direct shipper permit. The measure also specifies requirements for deliveries by licensee and declares an emergency effect upon passage. And in your packets today, Committee Members, is a -A5 amendment, which prohibits the holder of an off-premise sales license from making deliveries or wine or cider under conditions of the measure after the entry of a final judgment. So if the judgment does occur.
Okay. If you'd like to start and identify yourself for the record.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, Gary Oxley, Oxley & Associates, appearing before you this morning on behalf of Safeway Stores and their wholly owned subsidiary, Safeway.com. Before I comment to the bill that's in front of you, I would like to confirm the rumor that's going through the building that my colleague, Mr. Romaine, and I have formed an unholy alliance, and we are both supporting the bill that's before you today. Once a decade, we try and come to the legislature with something we can agree upon. And that moment is here. The bill that's before you.
eHarmony.com seems to work.
The bill that's before you this morning is a result of a unintentional consequence of House Bill 2171 that was passed in the last legislative session. And I want to make it very clear that in this bill we are not seeking any privilege that we did not have prior to January 1st of this year. House Bill 2121, as you may remember, harmonized Oregon's law to federal law as a result of the Granholm case that came down from the Supreme Court. And basically the Granholm case, or the Supreme Court, ruled that the Interstate Commerce Clause would be violated by any state that did not have a reciprocal agreement with an out-of-state winery. As an example, an Oregon winery can ship two cases of wine to an out-of-state consumer, but the state that is being shipped to must be allowed to ship into Oregon to a consumer two cases of wine. As we went through 2121, there was never a discussion about retailers, because Granholm does not apply to retailers, in our opinion and in the opinion of Safeway's counsel. And as a result of that, as the rulemaking process began to proceed on 2121, it was the concern of the Oregon Liquor Control Commission that if they did not include retailers in the rulemaking process and limit us to two cases shipping to consumers in the state that they could be sued by an out-of-state retailer. We don't believe that's the case. We don't believe that was ever the intent of Grand Home. And as Mr. Romaine will address when he speaks, there is a case pending on that issue now in another state. So we are simply asking with this bill that we be allowed to have the same privilege we had prior to the 1st of January 2008, and that is shipping unlimited amounts or quantities of wine to a church for a wedding, to someone's home for a party, at any event that the consumer might wish to entertain and use wines. So having said that, there is an amendment before you that has brought the OLCC to the point where they are agreeing to stay neutral on the bill, and Mr. Romaine will address what that amendment does. So, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, if I may, Mr. Romaine will speak to the bill.
Mr. Romaine, please identify yourself for the record and proceed.
It is me. I'm Paul Romaine. I'm here representing the Oregon Beer and Wine Distributors Association. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3636 is a result of sort of an oversight the last time around when you were met last year. Let me explain Grand Home and a few other things leading up to this a little bit differently than Mr. Oxley explained it. But basically what happened is the Grand Home case, which was decided 3 years ago this coming May by the U.S. Supreme Court, said that at the producer level, you cannot discriminate in-state versus out-of-state with regards to shipment of wine. For example, if we allow wine to be shipped directly from an Oregon winery to a consumer, then we have to allow wine to be shipped from a Virginia winery or a Kansas winery or a New York winery directly to a consumer. What we had in this state, we've always allowed direct shipment, but we did it under what was called the reciprocal shipment statute. Well, under Grand Home, reciprocal shipment statutes are probably unconstitutional. So since our reciprocal law applied pretty much to every state that where you would buy wine, you're usually not going to buy wine from Alabama or Arizona or places like that. There was nothing to really change the law to allow for the direct shipment from any state winery directly to consumers here, and that's what you did last session. In addition, Oregon law always allowed retailers to ship directly to consumers. Again, they were under a two-case limit with the same as the wineries, and again, it was the reciprocity statute. So the old bill again kept the two-case limit for retailer shipping. The problem is that it also ended up, this bill also ended up putting a limit on what in-state retailers could ship directly to consumers. The problem is that you go into a Safeway or any other retailer out there and you want to buy wine for a family occasion, or you don't want to take it home with you. They have services where they will actually bring it or send it to your door or to the church or wherever you want it. So what this bill would do is make Safeway start accounting for all that wine, not be able to ship more than two cases a month. It's a burden that you don't need to place on your in-state retailers. Grand Home was very specific that it applies to in-state or to winery. It is an open question, although not very open in my mind or Safeway's counsel mind, that it does not apply to retail at the retail level. There is a New York case that says that Grand Home does not apply at retail. There's a Texas case that says it does apply at retail, but the Texas case is really crazy because they said an out-of-state retailer could ship directly to a Texas consumer, but they had to buy the wine from a Texas wholesaler, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So we believe the New York case logic is correct. Anyway, what 3636 does is simply allow Safeway, Fred Meyer, any other store that's in the state of Oregon where you have jurisdiction over them, to do what they always could do prior to January of this year, which is sell product to in-state consumers and deliver the product to the in-state consumers with no additional burden on them. There is the OLCC's concern, and frankly my client's concern, always was whether we would be opening the door to unlimited shipping from retailers from out of state. We don't believe you do. You still have the two-case limit. But you have in Oregon what's called the severability clause in Chapter 174, which basically says that you would, in effect, sever a provision of a law. In other words, you'd drop back down to two cases if that law was ever challenged successfully. To satisfy the Liquor Control Commission with their very legitimate concerns about opening this thing up, we've had drafted the Dash 5 amendments to 3636, which put a severability clause directly into this bill. So there is absolutely no question that if this is challenged successfully, it doesn't open it up to shipping. In fact, it dummies it down to two cases, even in-state. The retailers agree to that. Wholesalers agree to it. We would commend the bill with the Dash 5 amendments. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions?
You want to take pictures of the two of us together?
Oh, we have the videotape.
Yeah.
See no one else raising their hand wanting to testify.
Is the Grocery Association going to testify on this bill?
Anyone else? Seeing no one else, I will close the public hearing. I will open a work session. Is there a motion on the Dash 5s?
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 5 amendments to House Bill 3636.
Okay, the Dash 5 amendments have been moved. Are there any objections to the Dash 5 amendments? Seeing no objection, motion passes. Is there a motion to pass the bill to the floor with the due pass recommendation as amended?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3636 as amended to the Senate floor with the due pass recommendation.
Okay. Been moved as amended to pass the bill to the floor with due pass recommendation. Any objections? Seeing none, motion passes. Senator Brown, will you carry?
I'd be delighted.
Okay. Committee, we're out of work session. We will be meeting again tomorrow. The agenda item for tomorrow, we have two executive appointments which were late in arriving. Which we'll make sure are distributed to everyone. They're actually the executive appointments to the Public Commission on, I don't know, public officials' compensation, which, oddly enough, all the appointments for everyone else, the other parties can just forward the appointments, but the governors have to be confirmed. And secondarily, we will have the toy bill, I think one of our favorite bills, back up tomorrow afternoon. And I have some amendments to the bill, so that I'd be glad to discuss with anyone. And there may be other items on the agenda, but those are the items I know thus far. With that, we will adjourn.